all that over again?
Yes.
Welcome, everybody. Everybody get plenty to eat?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to be reading today from Luke chapter 14 and verse 7. It says, Jesus is talking to a group of people, and he says, starting in verse 8, actually, he says, when you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this person. And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at a table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So, the beauty of the kingdom of God is that you don't have to be the greatest, you don't have to be the best polished, you don't have to be the best dressed, you don't have to be the most distinguished person. And I heard a friend say one time that in life, you know, we need to take the lowest seat possible until it's impossible to do that anymore. There's another verse that says, you know, that if you humble yourself before the Lord, then He will lift you up. And I love this story because it's about putting other people before you. It's about letting go of all the things that you pride yourself in, and understanding that God is the one who gives your life value. That God has the last word over your life. You don't have to do things or dress a certain way or act a certain way to give your life value. That only comes from Jesus. That only comes from God the Father. And what I love about the gospel is that, and what I love about us, is that God has spoken over us. And He has given our lives value. And He's given our lives hope. And I hope that we hear that. I hope that we hear that in the message of what we do here together. When we're alone and we're in our times with God, I hope that that message breaks through. That God has the last word over your life. That only He can give your life value. And that you are beloved sons and you are beloved daughters. And when we understand that, that sort of gives us freedom to take the lowest seat. That sort of gives us freedom to let the person go in front of us or give up something for somebody else. Give up our rights even for someone else. Isn't that a beautiful thing? That in the kingdom of God and the economy of God, we have this freedom. Because our value doesn't come from what we put into it or trying to boost ourselves up. We don't have to come up with or muster up some sort of value for ourselves. That value comes from Jesus. And that is truth. That's not just me trying to make you feel good or make me feel good. That's the truth. God gives our lives value. As we go throughout our week, man, in your time with God, as you journey with God, man, look for opportunities that you can put somebody above yourself. Look for opportunities and hear that message that you are a beloved son, you are a beloved daughter of God. And man, I promise you that when we get that, when that gets into our hard drive, it gives us freedom. Let's pray together. There you go. God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for freedom that we have in you. Thank you that the message of the gospel gives us freedom to be who we are and to let go and to have freedom in our spirit to give to other people and love on other people and let our lives spill over into the lives of other people. God, we pray your presence over this place. God, we pray your message and your truth over each heart, over each soul here today. God, we bind the enemy in the name of Jesus that may try and get in and disrupt and try and give us some other message that's different from what you're trying to tell us. God, we just want to worship you today and thank you today for this fellowship that we have together. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys for everybody coming.